Well, Dancing for the Health of It, this is our third annual fundraiser in this format for the Health for All Clinic. And it is designed to be fun and entertaining, but obviously it's also a fundraiser. And we modeled it loosely around Dancing with the Stars. And so the idea is we get local celebrities to come out and dance for us, and then people who are in the audience then vote with their money. So there are four different awards that the dancers are competing for, with the biggest kind of honor being the Health for All Champion Award, which is for the most money raised. They can also win the best technique in their dancing. They can win best showmanship, and we also have an award for best costume. And so it's definitely a lot of fun. We have different dancers take different approaches, and so some of them maybe know that they're not going to get best technique, and so they go all out in costume, or some of them know that, you know, showmanship is definitely their strong point. But we definitely have, you know, people that can come in and bring in people from different sectors of the community that may not have been real familiar with Health for All in the past that come in and support the organization. And you know, there's some trash talking, and there's some ballot box stuffing, which is fine because they're stuffing it with tokens that they have to buy. but this is our kind of big fundraiser for the year that we do for the clinic.
And for those people out there who aren't very familiar with Health for All, can you give me a little bit of background on the organization?
Health for All is a nonprofit free healthcare clinic that was founded in 1987. So we've been in this community for 25 years, and we provide healthcare services to people who are uninsured or underinsured, largely the working poor. And if you know anything about healthcare and what's been going on in healthcare in this country over the past several years, you know that there's a lot of people that have a hard time getting health insurance because fewer employers are offering health insurance these days because the cost is so great. And so a lot of people are having to pay out of pocket, which they can't afford. And so Health for All provides an option for individuals to have a medical home, a place where they have a doctor that they see regularly that offers free health care. So a lot of times it's people that may be in between jobs, or maybe they're in the waiting period for insurance at a new job, or they're in a job where their employer doesn't offer insurance, but they can come in, they can see a doctor, they can get their pharmacy needs taken care of, they can get referrals to specialists, they can get their labs done, they can do chronic disease management education for people who are suffering from hypertension or diabetes, things that they could manage on their own with a little bit of know-how how to do it. And we also have counseling services. So these are for people who don't qualify for government assistance. So it's not people who are covered by Medicare or Medicaid or county indigent. It's really the people kind of in the middle. They don't make enough money to be able to pay out of pocket for health care, but they make more than enough to be able to qualify for government assistance.
Okay.
And so a lot of times those are the people that go without care, and Health for All provides an option for them.
Okay, great. And back to the event tomorrow night, or I should say Friday, so when people hear this, they know. Can you tell me some of the local celebrities that may be competitors in the dance competition?
Absolutely. For those of you that are familiar with BoomFit or train with Charlie, Charlie Lima and his wife Alicia will be dancing the merengue. Dr. Carmen Ramirez Shukaro, who's a neurologist here in town, and her husband Shane will also be dancing the merengue. Jason and Bunny Pratt will be dancing the tango. Bunny's an insurance agent here in town, and Jason works, I think, at the high school. And then we have a special appearance by a student, a local student in high school. His name is Peter Lambert, and his partner Mary Sparks are also dancing the tango. We have Marty and Deanne Holmes dancing the foxtrot. Marty works at the Association of Former Students, and his wife Deanne will be dancing, and they're excited. Marianne Lopez, who works at Dermatolage here in town, and she's actually dancing with a professional dance partner from Susan's Ballroom Dance, who has been a great sponsor for us this year. They've provided all of the dance instruction for all of our dancers and at no cost. So that has been phenomenal for the competition. Logan and Katie Lee are dancing the cha-cha. For people that don't know, Logan Lee covers basketball for Tex Aggs. And I hear that he's been getting a lot of ribbing for people listening to Tex Aggs radio. And his wife, Katie, also works at the Association of Former Students, and she was a women's basketball player here several years ago. And then Shannon Overby, who is the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she also has a professional partner dancing with her, Jordan Garcia.
Okay, so all of the competitors have received professional instruction.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just like a come out here and do whatever you want on the dance floor.
Right.
It will be some good, talented dancing, we hope.
Well, we hope. you know, definitely some people take it a little more seriously and some people have a little more fun with it. Hopefully, you know, each couple will get out of it what they want to get out of it, whether it's, you know, fun and entertaining or I really wanted to learn, you know, how to do a particular dance step. And the audience honestly doesn't care. Like I said, this is our third year of doing this, and we have had some people go out there and do a basic two-step and win the Health for All champion. So part of it kind of depends on who they get to show up and support them. And we've also had, you know, some dancers in the past that support themselves in the voting, which is totally encouraged because it's all for a good cause. And we definitely want the focus to be people remembering that this is for support for Health for All Clinic to be able to provide medical care to people in this community that need it.
Great. And talking about support, if someone is interested in attending Dance for the Health of It, where can they find that information or where can they buy tickets?
There are a few tickets left. So if they wanted to buy a ticket, they could go to the website. It's www.hlth4all.org/dancingforthehealthofit, all run together. And if they go to that website, then there's a little form they can fill out and buy tickets online, and then all they have to do is show up at the door and tell them their name, and their name would be on the printed list. If they wanted to donate, if they couldn't attend but they wanted to donate, or maybe they heard the name of someone who will be dancing on the program that they like or that they know and they want to vote for them but they can't attend the event, they can actually go onto Health for All's website and go to the donor form and actually donate money and put in the in honor of line which of the dancers they wanted to support, and they could actually vote for them with their money without actually attending the event, and that would go into the kind of the count for the Health for All Champion Award.
Okay, great. Well, Monica, did I miss anything? I know you're kind of in a time crunch, but I think I covered everything that I needed to.
I should probably mention that the event, as I mentioned, this is our third annual event. Our underwriter for this year's event is American Momentum Bank, who is making possible a lot of the activities that will happen tomorrow night.